Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. We're going to pray. If you don't mind, extend your hands toward the stage, and we're going to pray for our speakers. Holy Spirit, thank you for First Pres and these students who just know how to do things. God, I ask that as they prepare to share, that you would give them a calm heart, an assured mind, and the confidence that you have called them to do everything that is in the work of their hands. Lord, we love you, and we bless your name. Amen. So I have this tendency to tell someone, hey, I have an idea, and then they say, let me sit down. So when I decided we're going to go to Nome, I was like, okay, I need to talk to Emma. Emma is our elder. Emma, will you stand up so everyone knows who you are? So I told Emma, I said, Emma, you know, our verse for the year is to keep God's covenant. And part of God's covenant is Matthew 28, 19, and 20, where we go to the ends of the earth and share the gospel. The cool thing about living in Alaska is we happen to be the end of the earth. So until God changes our hearts and or my convictions, the desire that I have is for us to serve Alaska well, to foster strong connections with our native villages and the regions that just don't have the resources that need help. So we went to Nome, but it was not easy because no one knew how to get there or had any contacts. And that contact was actually made through our office manager, Noreen, who knows everyone and everything. So I was brainstorming with her, and she said, okay, so it looks like your first plan isn't working. I can help you. Now, as an oldest daughter, asking for help is a like special form of torture, so I just don't. But she was like, why don't you let me help you? And I said, okay. And through her denomination and her church, we were able to go to Nome and stay at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Nome and serve in different service projects. So we're going to start this discussion and sharing from our trip with Miss Noreen. So if you don't mind, give our office manager, Miss Noreen, a hand. You have a cheat sheet if you need it.
So I guess according to the cheat sheet, what I'm supposed to tell you is my name, Noreen Harwood. I am the office admin or whatever you want to call me here at the First Press Church. I am 54 years old, which makes me the oldest on this group. As far as a memorable moment, you know, this isn't my first mission trip. I've been on a lot of different ones. And they always want to know, what is your memorable moment? Or the other question, how have you experienced God? And I experience God on a mission trip by watching how he works with other people. You know, I can see God's hand with the people that I bring on the trip, with the people that they interact with in the place that we're going. But for everything I see during the trip and for every memorable moment during the trip, I know that our God has something else going on behind the scenes that's not going to show up for a year or maybe 5 years or 10 years. But something that I maybe thought was nothing during the trip is going to come back down the road and be a big deal to someone, because that's how our God works. So memorable moments to me, yeah, I saw some great times with these kids, you know, these young people interacting with people in the community, with other just people they met randomly. And yeah, there were a lot of, you know, walking on the beach and picking up sea glass and building bonfires and just the service projects. Yeah, lots of memorable moments. But you know, one of these days, 5 years maybe down the road or 10, or maybe not until heaven, I'm gonna find out what God really did that we didn't even see yet, but I know it's there. So that's the cool thing for me. And I know it's there. I'm just waiting for the reveal in God's time.
Miss Noreen. it's really helpful to have someone on, it's helpful to work with people that you trust. But my trust with Noreen was increased when we started deep cleaning a van. And I looked at her and I was like, Noreen, I don't think holy water or a rabbi would save this van, but we're in it to win it. And she just kept trucking along. Next we have Torin.
Hi, my name is Torin. I am 15 years old. And as far as memorable moments, I really enjoyed worshiping at the Senior Center with all of the people there. And the way that God revealed himself to me was, I think, getting to see how this trip brought together the group we went with, and the times we shared together there was pretty great.
Torin is a special character because he's only 15, but there wasn't anything that I said, hey, do you want to do this, that he said no. And there wasn't anything that he was too proud to do or not do. He just stepped in. Next, we have Callie, who's not going to share, but stand up so we know who you are. This is Callie. Callie was one of our worship leaders, and this girl is hilarious. I don't think I've ever laughed so much. When Callie and her other brother Luke are together, I need to just leave the room because it's not cute how much they make you laugh. But Callie has this ability to see the small things that are silent but reflect God. Whether it's ministering to the elders and navigating through unspoken words, or finding small flakes in the sand. I asked Callie, what's the secret to finding all of the sea glass? Because she found the most, and she said, be first. But even in being first, not only was she first to recognize sea glass, she was also the first to recognize who just needed someone to sit next to them, or who needs comfort in this moment, and that's Callie. And next we have my son, Theodore. Tell him your name.
My name is Theodore and I am 7 years old. And when we were at Nome, we went to go find sea glass 2 times to find sea glass. And I just thought that was Jesus showing his beauty to me and loving on me.
After the trip was over, I was telling my grandmother about us going to the Bering Sea, and it hit me, oh, this is my kids' first mission trip. It didn't occur to me that this was their first mission trip until after we got back. And what a cool gift to experience, not only with your students, but your own kids. Next, we have Ms. Sarah Rizal.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm 17. That's loud. And I think a part that I really enjoyed was, maybe this isn't the most, like, Jesus stuff, but it is his creation. We saw muskox just, like, in the wild, wandering around the hills up there. It was so amazing, so beautiful. And then a moment where I really felt God's presence with me was, you know, midweek. I was starting to feel a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. So I went outside, and I just sat behind the church pretty much for, like, an hour or so. And when I was able to come back inside, I had so much more patience, and I was able to just be with everyone and finally serve without feeling overwhelmed. And it was also so cool, though, just to see everyone getting to know each other, not even like throughout Nome, but just in our own group. We all got to know each other so much better, and it was an absolute blessing to be there. Thank you.
Sarah is that sneaky, quiet kid that comes in and you're like, wow, I didn't know you could do that. And it showed up often with dishes. Like, each night I would assign certain tasks, and before I could finish it, there would be Sarah in the kitchen doing dishes. And I was like, wow, I know how her mom feels about this. And this is a moment of character development, and I am so proud. Like, I knew she could sing, and I knew she could take the stage, but then she did dishes, and I was like, these Alaska kids can do stuff. Next, we have Kyle Sunderland.
Hello, my name is Kyle Sunderland. I'm 14. A memorable moment that I had was combing the beach for sea glass. That was super fun. I got to see the ocean. A way that God connected to me on the Nome trip was through song. I felt really moved how, even though there was a cultural difference, the elders were worshiping the same God as us and singing the same songs. And that was just really cool, seeing how God's influence reached so far.
What you might not know about Kyle is that he is a bird expert. So he was kind of like our token human, and we were all cats. And anytime we saw anything bird-related, we would present it to him and be like, Kyle, here's something. And he would just shake his head at us like he was not impressed. In similar way that humans are when a cat presents them an animal and they're not impressed, Kyle gave us the same response. And I just want to reflect on his leadership. He went with us to a Boys and Girls Club. And he just automatically like got in and sat with them. And whether it was playing chess or knowing how to set up new games, Kyle was just automatically in sync with these kids that he had never met before. And just his absolute inclusion was really incredible to see. And then next we have Anna Hart. He's not going to share, but I am going to share about him. This was his first trip with us, which was really special. But what speaks about Anahawk's character is his generosity. Whether it was sharing space with my kids who do not believe in personal space, or sharing quarters and teaching them how to use a gumball machine, this man is so patient with both those older than him and younger than him. And he was just never bothered, never flustered, just like, yeah, got into it. And then if he wasn't working with kids, he was doing manual labor. And he smiled about it because he's one of these Alaska kids who can do things. And it was really beautiful to see him work with not just the little ones, but go even do worship with the elders and help serve lunch and engage in worship with them, even in the most quiet of ways. But what a privilege it is that we get to have these students who can do things. This is gonna be y'all's favorite sermon of the year because it's so short. This was my first time to lead a next gen group or to lead a mission trip of my own, and man, y'all made it easy. Skilled students, supportive body, this was a privilege. We could not have had a better first mission trip together, but also to lead. I think Paul, do you have that slideshow ready? We're going to watch a brief slideshow and then have a few more words, and then we'll sing.
Thank you.
In 2022, I hosted a birthday dinner at my old house, and guests of that birthday, they were all part of the PhD math program at Clemson University. And the guest of honor, during this party, they were just lamenting of how frustrated they were with the program. And apparently the PhD math program at Clemson is where academic aspirations go to die. And they were lamenting about how frustrated they were about it, because they didn't know what they were going to do if they didn't make it. And they looked at the guest of honor and they said, "We know you'll be okay if we don't make it, because at least you know how to do stuff. Like, you were a mechanic before this, so it might not work out in math, but you know how to do stuff." And the same is true for these students. Parents, you have done an excellent job. Grown-ups in charge, you have done an excellent job. If the world comes to an end, it is going to be rebuilt by Alaska kids. We are gonna be okay. And this trip just further solidified, we're all right. The kids are doing okay. Worship team, do you wanna come to your last hymn?